commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey. Does that ever, by the way, does that ever get old to hear that? Commissioner Greg Sankey of the SEC.
No, not in the friendly interviews when they're a little bit more, you know, hostile perhaps. But it's one of those rewards you never expect in life, at least for myself. I didn't wake up every day dreaming of this opportunity. There was a day when it became real. I was in Nashville, actually, when, you know, the preparation played out. And
I remember.
It's been a heck of a 4-plus year, so we'll try to keep it going forward in a great way.
First of all, I always give you the chance and opportunity to review what has transpired in the last 12 months and all the things to, you know, slap your back as far as all the great accolades. You know, give you a chance right now to brag about them.
Well, you want to know the great thing about having an SEC team win the national championship in baseball is we don't lose any games for the next 2 months, right? You just get to celebrate. Last time when Florida beat LSU, I felt good and bad.
Right.
So Vanderbilt won, I just felt great. And I was rewarding to see Tim and his team, knowing what those seniors had gone through, honoring David Williams, Donnie Everett, his parents being on that stage was really a special night. But we had 5 national championships from a team standpoint, 5 more runners-up. So it's hard to win those things. But 10 teams in that hunt, a Final Four team in men's basketball in Auburn, Elite Eight from Mississippi State women's basketball. So incredible competitive results. Most highly viewed conference football championship game, 10 of the top 20 viewed football games on any television network or CBS package was again rated the number one. We lead the nation in attendance in college football, 2+ million fans in baseball. Those are great, like, key performance indicators of health. And, you know, we've had some transition in presidential roles. So a new chancellor at the University of Tennessee, new athletics director in place at Vanderbilt, and soon to be interim chancellor at Vanderbilt. With these leadership changes, the strength of this conference still continues to move forward in an outstanding way, and I'm really proud to have that title as you introduced me, Johnny.
Big announcement yesterday and how it impacts the city of Nashville. I mean, you think about the SEC football media days. Up until last year, it was always held in Birmingham. Last year, it went to Atlanta. And 2 years from now, it's going to be held in Nashville. You know, if you would, you know, why Nashville? And how has Nashville changed in your eyes and in the Southeastern Conference's eyes as far as being able to get these opportunities?
Well, I'll talk from my eyes. So I have run the Music City Marathon on a few occasions, the half and the full. One time when I ran the full, I remember running through the gulch.
Right.
Nothing. And I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I'm driving through the gulch, and it's like you're in Buckhead or Midtown Dallas or whatever brand new city that's been created. It's the gulch. And I'm constantly amazed when I drive in. I often stay at the Omni downtown. You kind of pull off the interstate, drive in. I don't know what street I'm on. I should know. The amount of walking traffic that's developed, just people who are a part of the city all through the year experiencing Nashville. The first time I ever visited, it was out in Opryland, never saw downtown, and now there's this vibrancy. And we are a part of that with our basketball tournament. And we've got the women's tournament being played there in 22, but from now potentially into the 30s to have the men's tournament anchored in Bridgestone Arena is a credit to the city of Nashville, to the Nashville Predators and Sean Henry and his leadership, and the Nashville Sports Council and Scott Ramsey, the bowl game. So we're going to be playing in a city where we'll have a bowl game that we'll bookend. We'll have media days in a city where we'll be playing a bowl game for a bookend, just like in Atlanta with our championship game. And there's just a vibrancy and alumni base and interest level that we want to reinforce. And that's what informs moving a little bit through this Birmingham, Atlanta, Nashville triangle, which is still, relatively speaking, the geographic center. Atlanta with our football championship game and the College Football Hall of Fame. But Nashville will reinforce our presence throughout the year by having an additional week around college football, that being media days.
Visiting with, once again, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Yesterday, I talked with Scott Ramsey, President and CEO, not only of the National Sports Council, but the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. So with this big announcement that the SEC Football Media Days in 2 years in the city of Nashville, I just threw it out there because we're talking about NHL All-Star Weekend, check a few years back. This year with the NFL Draft, check, best crowd ever. When Nashville throws a party, it does it better than anybody else. And so I threw out, I said, can you imagine maybe 11, 12 years down the road with Nashville in the bowl game being a part of the college football playoff? Your thoughts.
What did he say?
He liked it, obviously. Did he? Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, he was beaming all day, even before your announcement. You know, he couldn't hide his enthusiasm with this announcement.
We have a contract with bowl games through what, 7 more years, so
12 years would be perfect.
Yeah, 12 years, but what I don't want to do is give up these great bowl games. And so when you look at the current mix, we've contributed the Cotton Bowl,
right,
the Sugar Bowl, the Peach Bowl, which are historic bowls for the SEC, at least since I've been around the SEC in 2002. And I know whenever that day comes and there's opportunities, probably a number of our bowl games will be interesting because we have the best lineup of bowl games. And what's happened in Music City with the bowl game is a tribute to the local leadership. It's a tribute to the commitment back with Roy Kramer and Mark Womack and Mike Trangisi, even, who's an advisor of mine still in the Big East Conference days, having the faith in that community to do something special. So I think the sky's the limit. And I'm not going to predict the future because I'm wise that way. But, you know, who knows?
All right, I know there's always, before we let you go, things behind the scenes. Over the next 12 months, there's all types of things that could be changed to make college athletics better, not just in football, but throughout. Is there something on your plate that you would like to see more momentum as far as change?
Oh, I had 3 pages of issues that informed my remarks on Monday. And I had
I got that same list from my wife about all the issues she has
probably,
with me. So
that's probably we should compare. But I had 20 more minutes written that I had to cut. And it's like this interview where I go too long. So I'll try to be focused. A number of issues. I talked about mental health of our student athletes.
Right.
And they're saying that to us more frequently. And so over the next years, I think we have a responsibility to continue to meet their needs. And the great news on our campus, I talked to one of our head football coaches. They've added yet another mental health and wellness counselor. We have 5 and 6 on some of our campus people there to support student athletes from this counseling, mental health, and development. I've spoken directly about the need to change the coaching structure in college baseball. We had 2+ million fans.
Right.
We're the national champions. We've been in 11 of the last 12 College World Series finals. And, that is a sport that we've scratched the surface. And then it transfers to the scholarship definitions. I think that's a relevant conversation, of which I spoke the same for softball, both for coaching and what's the right structure, track and field, golf, playing that structure. So those are conversations that we'll have as a conference and potentially can populate at the national level with some solutions in the next 12 months.
Never enough time with you.
Nope. Thank you for being here, though. It's a great event, and it's nice to be talking about football, and we'll open up preseason practice soon, and we'll be kicking it off in 39 days.
You look great.
Right.
You look great.
I'm still standing. Blood pressure's good. Everything's good. So
thank you for taking time out again.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.